The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today, children live in a world where the unthinkable can happen at any moment.
They put hot water and nail in her head.
So how old is this girl?
She's 3 years. She's been raped.
3 years old and been raped?
Yeah.
The horrible things that are happening to young children can only be described as a living hell. Find out how you can be the answer to their plea next on Life Today.
I'm James Robinson. My wife Betty and I welcome you to Life Today, and I'm asking from the depth of my heart for your earnest attention. I think if you have watched me and Betty in this program and you knew we were in a battle and you thought you were about to hear the answer to our challenge, I think you'd listen. Well, I think it's very important for you to know that we're going to show you a challenging situation that is robbing life from precious children. And none of us have any good feelings about slavery, ever. It is a horrible black mark, a blight on the American journey, on the world. But today, we have slaves in the world, producing billions of dollars for very greedy, selfish, horrible people. They're sex slaves. They didn't become involved in the sex industry, so to speak, because they chose that. They have been captured, most of them as young children, induced on drugs, seduced by cruel people out for their own gain to gratify appetites that cannot be satisfied. And here's the thing you need to hear, and that's why I'm asking you to really stay tuned. This is the answer. It's not futile. It's not wishful thinking. What we're going to ask you to do works. And the only way it won't work, to totally rescue, reach those that are caught and restore them, the only way it doesn't work is for someone to choose not to listen and not to be involved as the answer to the problem, to really set people free. The way you would want your loved one to be freed from a disease or some horrible condition. Please watch, because you really are the answer. Listen to a woman's story. She has reported this in major newscasts, to the United Nations, to other organizations, because she knows firsthand. And she's seen the death that comes when the answers and solutions are not offered. The solutions we can offer, the real answer. Listen to her story, and please, so you can offer hope, life, a chance. Prayerfully, hang on every word and every image, because you are the hope.
These are young girls that have been sold?
She has been sold also. She's 5 years old. That is 1 year later that we saved her.
Five years old?
Yeah, she's now big. Oh. They put her in the cage. I think if you guys in Cambodia, a few years ago, you read the newspaper, they put hot water and nail in her head.
And look, could I see those other girls, please? And these girls also were trafficked?
Yes.
So how old is this girl?
She's 3 years. She's been raped.
3 years old and been raped?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So my friend, because she refused the client, she don't want to have sex with the clients. And she had been killed in front of me. Where is human right?
Because she was killed because she did not want to
serve. She didn't, because it's not she don't want, because she can. Because she was sick, because she had been sold, because she have like 20 clients a day, because she can. Her body is, no. She cannot, her body is dead. So they kill her.
And they killed her. And the ones they don't kill, the living hell. 6 slaves. They killed her. Or we can save them. Boy, I hope you grasp that we and the significance of it. We the people. We the people can give those girls and those children a chance at life. Someone did that for me as a boy without a home, without a father. The viewers of Life Today are known all over the world as people who give life today, save lives, while those in the sex trade and sex trafficking, predators, are destroying life. We can give life. I don't know how you can experience a greater joy, Betty.
Absolutely. And just knowing that these children are, they're used as tools of a horrible trade. Greediness, selfishness, people that are in sinful ways, they just want to be used and then just throw them away when their little bodies wear out. Their bodies are not prepared for what they go through. They're just children. What if they were our children? Wouldn't we want to do everything we could to, if someone had kidnapped our child and used our child like that, we would immediately use every resource we had to find them and get them out of that. Well, we have the opportunity to be those that care about these children. God cares about them. He wants to use us to reach out and to give them hope and to get them out of this horrible situation that they're in.
You know, we used to sing the song, and I've heard you even sing it. You've even done a chorus or two on the program over the years, Jesus Loves the Little Children of the World.
He does.
He really does love the little children of the world. And I think it's really imperative that we understand the way he expresses his love. I mean, think about the way the New Testament teaches it. The New Testament says we as Christians, as people who know Christ, who profess a relationship with God, who is our Father and we're His family, the New Testament and Jesus is teaching us that we are His body. We are His body, and beyond spiritual body. We are spiritually born into His kingdom as His children and His family with God as our Father. But together, connected and yielded to the will of God and to the headship of Christ, we become His body, which means what? It means we do what He would do if He was here, because He is here. But in order to do it, remember, He said, you'll do greater things than I do. How in the world is that possible? Only because there are more of us. We can be in more places. Jesus could only be one place at a time. But we can be what? Around the world. We can put His arms around the world, so to speak. He's got the whole world in His hands only if we extend His hands to the whole world, and in specific instances, to the downtrodden, the overlooked, to the captives that He came to set free. He came to set them free. He left us here to set people free. He left us here to rescue the perishing. He's not willing that any would perish. He came to set captives free. He lives to live in us. Now, we can rescue these children. We can rescue the women. Before they get killed, before they lose their lives, we're getting many of the children before the predator gets them by telling their impoverished families the truth. Don't believe the people that come to take your child or give you some money for your child. It won't work. Here's what happens, and we're able to show them that. Who's the we again? We the people. The missionaries, called and anointed and equipped and enabled by God with a broken heart, but because we, the people here, share with you and we, the people there, enable the missionaries to stand there not empty-handed, with full hearts and the ability to give them a home, to rescue them before someone gets them, to get them out of the traffic and restore them and teach them so they have a future and they can bless their impoverished family. I want you to listen once again and watch, because this is the difference that needs to be made, and this is the difference only you, only God, through you, through we, working together, can do. And I'm telling you, you're vitally important. You are important to God, and you're important to His purpose, and His purpose is setting people free, rescuing the perishing. Watch closely.
If brokenness had a face, it would be Darlene's. Her spirit, her will, her body, all at the cruel hand of sex trafficking.
ក្រោយមកខ្ញុំឡើងនិយាយប៉ុន្តែពេលណាមកនិយាយហើយនិយាយបានស្ដាប់ខ្ញុំបានចាត់ចោលគេហើយទៅមានតបៅមានអីចឹងក្នុងមួយអីមានដល់6នាក់ទៅបើយើងយើងមានម្ដាយអីពីមុនចេះត្រាក់ធ្នោមតែពេលទៅដល់នោះយើងរួមទៅអត់មានទេបងប៉ុន្តែគាត់ថាបើអ្នកណារឹងដូចជាចេះខ្លាំងមានតែតកាយនឹងយកទៅលក់ឲ្យគេអ្នកនៅអត់ដែលមានការភ័យខ្លាចអរគុណខ្ញុំមែនសង្គមកុំឲ្យគេសង្គមមកនេះខ្ញុំចង់មានមុខរបរឲ្យមួយដែលសង្គមគេពេញចិត្ត
Just before I ask you to watch that, I made it very, very clear that Jesus, in His first real public announcement, quoting Isaiah, He made it very clear, I came to set captives free. Now that's His heart. But we are His hands. We express His heart. Now here's what we know. Here's what the missionaries have shown us. Now think about this. Many of them have left the comforts of their home. They do not feel like they're sacrificing. They feel like they're fulfilling a mission call of God. The same thing you should feel when you say, well, you know what? I'm going to help them fulfill it. I'm going to send them, because that's the bottom line in the gospel. Preaching, hearing, believing. But how shall they preach unless they're sent? How shall they minister? How shall they be a missionary unless they're sent? The bottom line, and really the bottom line dealing with every issue we have is we the people, not those people, not them, us, we. What can I do? However small I may think it is, it's a part of His commission and His call, and I'm rescuing the perishing, I'm setting captives free, and I'm doing my part to share God's heart and to extend God's hands. That's what I'm doing. I'm part of His body. So here's what the missionaries have told us. It takes an average of $128 to rescue someone. Now, the missionaries tell us, this is what they say, okay, we've got 6,000 that we know we can care for if we have the resources. That's more than $750,000. But here's how you break it down. It's $128 per person that we reach and we rescue. Either get them before the predator gets them or get them out of the trafficking and get them into a future, to prepare their future. And we give these little children a total future. Teach them English, teach them a trade. The ones we get out, we teach them how to make a living. They don't want any part of that life. They didn't choose sexual impurity as a lifestyle, as an income source. They are slaves used for greedy people and to try to satisfy people who can never be satisfied. So would you be the hands of Jesus? Would you say, I'll give the $128? Or James, God's blessed me. I'm going to rescue 10. I'll give 1,280. I don't know what you can do, but by the way, you may say, I can't do that. And I understand that, but we the people can do something. Here's the miracle. We've got some friends, Betty, got this soul in their heart. They said they'll match what you give, which means if you could only give half the 128, I believe it's 64, then it would be doubled and we'd have another person rescued. Would you dial that number right now and say, hands of Jesus extended. I'm going to reach out and touch someone with the love of God today. Use your bank card like a check. You write a check, make it to Life, but call us. You can go to lifetoday.org and give your gift immediately. We can tell the missionaries, gonna do it. Got another 100 you can rescue today. Got 1,000 you can rescue today because 1,000 people said, I'll take one. Would you do it, Father? Move people with compassion. We've got some gifts for you. We're sending you the beautiful glass sculpture, the blessing to say thank you if you make a gift like that. We're sending my daily gift for any gift that you make, and then the beautiful side-by-side Bible if you'll help us rescue one of those children. Please make that call.
Human trafficking. It's impossible to believe, but at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your help today, we can reach, rescue, and restore their hope for a better future. And now, a miracle opportunity of a matching grant means your gift of $128 to help rescue a child will be matched to help rescue two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help rescue one child from the horrors of human trafficking. This year, with your help, we also hope to build a safe house in Cambodia where young rescued girls can find safety, loving care, and direction for a new life. The cost of this safe house is $345,000. With your gift, please request My Daily Gift, a beautiful new devotional describing the great love of God who treasures you more than you can imagine. With your gift of $128, which today will help rescue two children, you'll receive the Side-by-Side Bible, which includes the easy-to-read New International Version and the Amplified Text with its additional words and insights. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 to help establish the safe house in Cambodia. And you may request our 2014 commemorative glass sculpture, The Blessing. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online. This is a prison. Not a real prison run by a government and police officers, but it is a prison nonetheless. Room after room contains not much more than a bed. Depraved visitors to these types of prisons pour millions of dollars into human trafficking worldwide. The prisoners are scared young girls held captive by violent slave traders. But the prisoners that live here did nothing wrong. They've broken no laws. The girl in cell 4D is innocent.
Wow. Wow. You hear her crying out? If there's a God, do you know why a lot of people ask that? They don't see him well enough in the lives of those of us who claim to know him. I do know him, and I do love him, because he first loved us, and he wants to love people through us. And I'm so grateful that a boy, me, without a father, got to know the Father because someone showed him to me. And Jesus gave me life. I began early in the program telling you that if Jesus came to set the captives free, and we're his body, then we do what he does, and we can set them free. Betty, I'm praying that every person watching will just simply go to the phone. If their heart was broken, we've got a prayer team here. And I know you may find this hard to believe, but even though we've been talking about the needs of others, 75 or 80% of the calls that come through our prayer center today will be because somebody calls that's got a broken heart. And they know somebody who cares to pray for them. And that's not an exaggeration, it's true. The call is even paid for by love, the love of God expressed through someone like you. But I'm praying that everybody watching who can will do something. If you can give the 128 or a portion of it and pray, God, let somebody do what I'm doing at least. I'm doing my best. And go to the phone. Take a bank card, use it like a check. If you don't use cards, then write a check. Make it to Life. You're giving life. Or you can go online, lifetoday.org, and make your gift. There's a way you can do it. And there's a level you can help. I've said that it's $128 per person. That means $1,280. We can rescue 10. We've got a group of viewers and friends who said we will match what people give. That's how much we believe in this cause and this need. So you give $128, it's double. We've rescued two. $64, it'll be double. You may say, I wish I could rescue one. Now $64, it'll be matched. You can. But remember this too. We've got to build a safe house. We've got a life center in Cambodia. We need a safe house. The situation is such that we need to bring women like that in, not in with the little children and others because of what's happened around them, not because their problems, just what they've been through. It'll traumatize the children that we're rescuing before they get trapped. We need a safe house. It's going to cost about $350,000. Wouldn't it be wonderful if 350 people watching say, I got 1,000. But remember this. The missionaries have targeted 6,000. They said, we've got the facilities to do it if we have the resources to do it. That's how many we can reach. That's nearly $1 million we're talking about. So would you just do what you can do? Dial the number, take your bank card, write a check, call us and tell us you're mailing it, or go online. Betty, I believe everyone can do something.
Everyone. Every one of us. You should be, in my heart, I feel like you should be rushing to the phone. I want to be the first one to call and say, I'll help. Please join with us. We can save the lives of these precious children. She's just one example. There's many, many more. Please help us.
And I really think it's important, even as you go to the phone or you go online, to know she got her prayer answered. We rescued her. Back heavy on the we, not Betty and me, missionaries and people like you who made it possible for them not just to care, but to share life and give them a future because you share life. Please go to the phone or online and you make the gift God puts on your heart. Thank you for doing it right now.
Human trafficking. It's impossible to believe, but at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your help today, we can reach, rescue, and restore their hope for a better future. And now, a miracle opportunity of a matching grant means your gift of $128 to help rescue a child will be matched to help rescue two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help rescue one child from the horrors of human trafficking. This year, with your help, we also hope to build a safe house in Cambodia where young rescued girls can find safety, loving care, and direction for a new life. The cost of this safe house is $345,000. With your gift, please request My Daily Gift, a beautiful new devotional describing the great love of God, who treasures you more than you can imagine. With your gift of $128, which today will help rescue two children, you'll receive the Side-by-Side Bible, which includes the easy-to-read New International Version and the Amplified Text with its additional words and insights. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 to help establish the Safe House in Cambodia. And you may request our 2014 commemorative glass sculpture, The Blessing. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
So this is my first time in Southeast Asia, and my very first opportunity to come face to face with the victims of sex trafficking here. The girls that I met in the brothel really expressed so much of feeling trapped, feeling hopeless, feeling like there was no way out for them. And, you know, I can just remember myself as a young girl being sexually abused by my stepdad over and over again as a child, feeling like there was no way out. I had no voice. I had a secret to keep, and there was nothing I could do about it. And these girls are living through the same thing, day after day, you know, night after night. And I can just imagine how hopeless that felt. You know, I even asked one of them what help looked like. What would it look like to be helped out of this situation? And she couldn't even come up with an answer, because to her, there was no help. There was no option. My only answer is, you know, that I want to bring hope to these girls, that I want to bring rescue to these girls. They shouldn't be living through this. We can be the answer. We really can. I believe that. But we've got to become an army against this. The body of Christ could totally change the culture, could totally change the world when it comes to modern day slavery. But we have to be willing to let our hearts be broken for these girls.
Well, you know, this entire program, we've talked about Jesus coming to set the captives free. And on Good Friday, we acknowledge the darkest day in human history, but also the brightest day, to set captives free because of the price he paid. Wouldn't it be wonderful as we even look toward the celebration of the fact that he is alive, he is risen, that today, the day he gave his life that we might live, you say, I'm going to give life to someone he gave his life to redeem. I'm going to rescue the perishing today. I'll do my part. Thank you. You have a wonderful, glorious resurrection weekend. So remember, on this last day now, it's critically important that we hear from every person who can possibly help extend the loving hands of Jesus. Thank you for doing it.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.